No rational person would do as you have done. Explain yourself.
Yes, yes, it is time to do some explaining. My name, Kyle Bowen, and welcome. Welcome to a couple things, the Post It Up Network, because I'm pretty sure this is, what, the first episode that you're looking at? It's at the top of the list. And also, welcome to Connect the Dots, the show. Connect the Dots on the Post It Up Network. What's this show about? Let's keep it frank. Can I say that, frank? I've never said that in my life. It sounds dope, though. Let's keep it frank, okay? If we were going to do the Post It Up Network without a show about the Post It Up playlist, we would be doing a disservice to the people. What people? The 186 people that follow this playlist. If there is no Post It Up playlist, there's nothing. There's no Post It Up. I probably have more money in my pocket. Okay, I'm probably a teacher or something. A lot of things change without the playlist, let's be real. And if we're doing the network, we're doing a show about the playlist. The playlist that's been around since 2016. Every Sunday it updates with 22 songs, never missed a Sunday. What does that mean? I don't know. Does it mean that it's the best playlist ever? I don't know. But I do know this. I will say this. It is one of the best playlists that you and the world don't know about yet. That's just a fact. That I will stand by. Let's do it. Let's talk about this list. How are we going to do it this week? I don't know. This is the first episode. I really don't know what I'm doing here. I got this button. And I want to talk about the list, the music. Why is the list this week the way it is? Let's connect the dots. First off, number one, we got Zone by Side. This was the last ad on the list. It got moved up. Well, actually moved into the playlist around 8:30 this morning. And it shot up to number one. We talked about the Post It Up playlist. Seth, who is Side. Can I say that? I guess I can say that. Seth is Side. Seth is one of the main reasons why the Post It Up playlist is here today. Seth K., person and the artist, brilliant, let's be real. And Side is brilliant too. This project Sideways, it's a top five project that's ever come out of the city. Let's be real. Let's be real. Bar after bar. That's what matters, yo. That's what matters. Okay, we got to move on. We could spend, you know what, Side? Do me a favor. Holler at me and hop on Loki. Let's have a conversation. Real talk. Real talk. I'm liking this. I'm liking this. Let's go. Number two, we got Ignorantes by Bad Bunny and Sesh. Straight up, this song reminds me of La Canción and Vete. That's how good this song is. It takes you somewhere. Especially if you've been to Colombia. Especially if you've been on the streets where you're living in the music. Reggaeton, man. I'm telling you. The best genre. I have to say it, it's the best genre right now. For me, personally, it's my show too. Yes, reggaeton, the best genre right now in music. Number three, we got 070 Shake with Make It There. 070 Shake. Playlist has been around for 4 years. This song came out in 2016. I could guarantee that this song's been on the list more than 10 times. I can maybe say this too. We do need some stats for this playlist. Shake has been on this playlist probably the most out of anyone. She's one of the best in the game right now. Again, my opinion, my show. Joji. Yes, Joji. Am I saying that right? Number four, he comes in with, yeah, right. This song was showed to me via Zoom. We started playing it during the meeting and everyone was quiet. For 3 minutes. Yo, don't lie to the people. There were two people in the Zoom conversation. Myself and another person. I'm saying everyone was quiet. I'm trying to hype this song up. Don't lie to the people. Number five, we have Be Like That by Reve. I said it on Loki. I'll say it again. Reve, becoming a voice in the city. What does that mean? I don't know. I'm just saying it. Speaking of voices in the city, let's talk about one of the loudest, for lack of a better word, Boslin? Boslin, yes. Number 6 with Vultures. Yo, this song right here. When it gets to the second half, man, you can hear it. That song is coming from somewhere. It really is. It's deep. He performed it so well. He's conveying the message. What message? I don't know. I haven't looked at the lyrics yet, okay? But I feel it. Boslin, Vultures, number 6. Number 7, we have Frank Ocean by Cash Page. Yes, the song Frank Ocean. All right, calm your horses. Calm your horses. No Frank Ocean this week on the Posted Up playlist. Chill out, okay? Bad Bunny is back with La Santa. Why am I saying it like that? Just say it the right way. La Santa. La Santa? La Santa? I don't know, bro. I don't know, okay? I'm the worst at Spanish. Tell you what, though. They make the best music, okay? They make the best music. Bad Bunny teams up with Daddy Yankee here. They've done it a couple times. And again, this song paints the picture. Am I the only one seeing this picture? Am I forgetting that not everyone experienced Colombia like I did? Speaking of enhancing your life, we got W featuring Gunna coming up next by Coffee. Yes, Coffee. I'm going to say it again, Coffee. Am I saying that right? Is it Kofi? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know a lot. I just listen to music and plug it in. This song right here, it's been on the list a couple times, and it was chosen by one of my plugs from the interior of British Columbia. This dude lives in a town of 42 people. He's the only person that listens to Gunna in that town. But he listens to all of it. Gunna's performance on W is Gunna that we've never heard him before. Let's be real. It's clean. It's clean. This song will make you feel good too. It'll make you dance. Play it when the family's around. They'll dance too. W, Coffee, and Gunna. Next up, we got Tone by Sharuk. Sharuk what? Dropped the 2-pack. Yes, he dropped the 2-pack. Was it a 2-pack or 2 singles? What do they call it? What's a mixtape? What's an album? Nobody knows. Sharuk dropped 2 tracks at once. Tone and I'm Dead. I think I'm Dead works perfectly if you're in that killer mentality. Ironically, that's when it works the best. You gotta be feeling a certain way to really embrace that song. Now, Tone, it works in every scenario. Every scenario. Whether you have that killer mentality or, you know, you're going through it. That's a universal song. Tone by Sharuk. Yo, what am I doing here, yo? Man, I was feeling a way. We got Baya, Baya, Baya by Ozuna. Holy, yo, I'm gonna play this song, okay? If this gets taken down, I don't care. I just want the people to listen to this. Can we get to the part 2? Yeah, baby. At number 12, we have Pop Smoke with Gunna again. First off, rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Go watch his interview with Nadeska for Beats 1. Do it. Obviously, Pop Smoke, very talented. Obviously, Pop Smoke was moving music in New York the right way. I feel like he was. It felt very New York. It sounded good. Did it have inspirations from overseas? Sure, it did. That's the beautiful thing about art. Pop Smoke did it so well. With this song right here, Dior. Now, I don't know what the kids are doing. I'm not on TikTok. Is this a big TikTok song? This could be one of the greatest made for TikTok songs of all time. Dior by Pop Smoke and Gunna. Next up, we got Illy Miniachi with On Schedule. Now, I believe Coltar produced this. Coltar got bounced. And he produced Tone as well. Shout out Coltar. On Schedule by Illy Miniachi. Had to be on. I mean, we opened the doors to the Posted Up Network on this Sunday. The playlist updates every Sunday. We feeling that way. On Schedule. On Schedule. It's an amazing feeling being on schedule. Should we go on a little tangent here? No. Just keep it to the music. Real talk. I think people are struggling with the whole schedule thing. They don't know what to do with the time. It's hard. but it's also very easy. Let's move on, okay? Lil Skies and Lil Durk with Having My Way. This was the second last ad next to Zone by Side. Lil Skies. I don't want to be that guy. But what happened? And it's not your fault. It's most likely my fault as a fan. I barely listen to him anymore. This song right here, Having My Way, I think he did an incredible job on the hook. We talk about that killer mentality. And when it hits right with the music, it's all there in Having My Way. I do believe that this song, it samples the same beat from OOK. All right, now it's time for Do Better by Tashale and Quintana. This is the best song off of Exordium. It really is. These two, major chemistry. I would love to hear more music from Tashale and Quintana. Team up. Give us a little 4-pack or something. Look, I know I'm doing it. I'm being greedy. But sometimes that's what fans do. That's what fans do. Tashale, I've been a fan of Tashale for a while. And Quintana, I said this on Loki too. Let's have a conversation. Who is this guy? He's been everywhere. He's doing a good job too. Do Better on the Post It Up playlist. I lied. Frank Ocean is on the list with Nikes. Why is this on the list? I don't know. When did this happen? I don't know. Again, we have to go back to my plug from the interior of British Columbia. This dude may be an industry plant, okay? I'm thinking that a huge label bought this guy 100 acres in some random part in British Columbia, a beautiful part in British Columbia, because come on, it's British Columbia. Come on, everywhere is nice. And this label has him out there, and they just keep sending him music, and they don't want anyone to know who this dude is because his ears mean so much to the game. And luckily, I'm his friend. He sent me this song, Numbers, by A Boogie, Roddy Ricch, Gunna, and London on the Track, okay? That's a stacked song. That's a song you want to play, you know, when the bottles are popping, let's be real. That song is crazy. And you got talent on it too. You got three artists that can do a little bit of everything, okay? They give you bars, they can rap, and the melodies, when they push themselves, they go places, and they're all in this song. I'm telling you, listen to the song right here, Numbers. You'll be feeling yourself. Okay, you may miss your homies. I'm warning you. Numbers makes the Post It Up playlist. We got Rocket Man by Elton John. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Elton John, while on tour for his own show, told the audience, I believe this is the story. He told the audience that he believes that Young Thug is similar to the likes of John Lennon. Does that sound bizarre? Does it also sound bizarre that Elton John is on the Post It Up playlist? Look, okay? This is my fucking playlist, okay? Anything goes on this playlist. Next up, at number 19, we have High by Young Thug and Elton John. Isn't that nice, okay? Elton John got to make a song with the modern day John Lennon. I hope I'm not getting that story wrong. And if I am, it's okay. It's pretty bizarre. I do think it's true. Now this song right here, it samples Rocket Man and it takes you places. Young Thug, dude's not in a box. He really isn't. Dude's also one of my favorite artists of all time. Yo, can we take it back? 2019 breakout. Young Thug performs in Vancouver. Young Thug, in my opinion, performs a flawless set. Dude has hits and more hits and more hits. Shout out Young Thug. For real. Where does he rank in my top 10 artists of all time? Why are you asking that question? I don't know, but I'll answer it. Number 6. Young Thug, man, he pushes the limits, and he's generational. He's also revolutionary, and he's also on the Posted Up playlist again. At number 20, we have Travis Scott and Kid Cudi. Not with their new single, but with that track off of Birds in the Trap, Through the Late Night. Great song, phenomenal song. When they collabed on this one, they brought it, okay? This bridged generations, let's be real. I remember that video. I think it was like Kevin Durant and someone else. Could it have been Westbrook, maybe? Vibing out with Travis at the club while this song was going on. Nostalgic. Great performances. A tribute to Kid Cudi by Travis Scott. It's just a beautiful song. Now, are these two dropping an album? Is that what I'm hearing? I know they gave us a single. I haven't been with it for too long. I listened to it once. I got to go back to it. Looking forward to it. I'd be interested though. Give us an album. Why not? Do something. Through the Late Night. On the Posted Up playlist as well. 21 coming up. I've had so much Don Toliver on this list for the last, 16, 17 months? He doesn't even have that much music out, but he's always on the list because bro, he's too good. Too talented. Now, this song is on three separate projects, okay? That's how, it really is. Had Enough is on the Jack Boys project. It's also on Heaven or Hell, the original, and Heaven or Hell, the Chopped and Screwed version. This song is magnificent. Don Toliver. I'm going to put him in the class with, Vory, Beam. Super talented, part of the next wave because they have to be, okay? Music has to have these people lead the new generation. Don Toliver, in my opinion, he's in that list. He's got the melodies, he got the bars, he got the story. I believe that he has it down too. There's that one interview with Ebro. The way he conducts himself. He's also teaming up with Travis. Come on. Last up. Yikes. By Nicki Minaj. Okay, yo, listen to this song. Just listen to it. She brings it. It's vintage Nicki. What is vintage Nicki? I don't know. I'm just lying to you. I started listening to music in 2014. Vintage Nicki would have been what? 2008? 2009? That's one thing. On this network, I won't be lying to you. I'll catch myself, okay? I only started listening to music closely 2014, 2015, around then. So, can't be lying to you. But I do think it sounds like vintage Nicki or maybe. What am I saying? Just go listen to Yikes. Go get the Posted Up playlist. Okay, that's it. The first episode of Connect the Dots is over. We just went over the 22 songs on the Posted Up playlist this week. Go get the playlist on Spotify, and enjoy yourself. Make your life a little bit better. Also, the network, most importantly, opens up today. It opens up today, and we give you the whole suite, okay? We give you 6 shows right at once before we go on schedule next week. Yes, right now you have What the Fuck You're Eating on Scar Tissue. We have an episode of This or That where we put up apples against oranges. What a battle. Who comes up on top? You should know by now. Apples versus oranges. Fuck apples, okay? We break it down on This or That. We also got an episode of 90s at 9 where we talk about Matilda from 1996. What a movie. What a superhero. She should be in the Avengers. She really should. Meanwhile, in Canada, did I say that? We talk about Drake being the greatest entertainer in Canadian history. And we got Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. Yes, once again, Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. I'll say that again. Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. That interview with Max from Chaos Club. Go check it out. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.
No rational person would do as you have done. Explain yourself.